Bach by Liszt, the prelude and fugue number 9 in A minor by Bach, BWV 878, as envisioned by Liszt. And it was played there by Hélène Grimaud. Well, that brings the time to 10 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online, on digital radio, and even on the phone. Time now for World Roots, and it's presented tonight by Andrew McGregor.
Welcome to the London Jazz Festival here at the Purcell Room. Anyone here from Portugal? I thought there might be. In which case, I should ask you to explain to us what Fado is. But we're about to enter a world of passion and pain, longing and jealousy, hope and despair, a world where there seem to be 100 ways to say goodbye and farewells are written by fate. This is Fado, the Portuguese musical world into which Maria do Carmo Carvalho Rebelo de Andrade was born in Lisbon 28 years ago. I'm delighted we can call her Carminho. Fado is destiny, fate. Perhaps it was always Carminho's destiny to follow in her mother's footsteps and become a fadista. She's been singing in public since she was 12 years old, absorbing the tradition at home and in the Fado houses in Lisbon. After university and travelling and humanitarian work in India and the Far East, Fado reclaimed Carminho, and since her debut recording in 2009, she's been billed as Portugal's brightest new star. Well, forget the new. This year's album, Alma, Soul, showed that she's a star that won't be fading anytime soon. To take us into her world of broken mirrors, broken promises, and broken hearts, please welcome on traditional Portuguese guitar, Luís Guerreiro, his fellow guitarist, Diogo Clemente, and on bass guitar, Marino de Freitas, alongside the bewitching voice of Carminho.
Vejo a estranha melodia da chuva que o vento arraste, faz murmurar na vidraça. Vejo a estranha melodia da chuva que o vento arraste, faz murmurar na vidraça. Fazem brotar as mesmas. sacudida y toda airosa, ay, de mal confianza, saia de casa rosa, e os passar do seu charme, trazia o povo intrigado, e a pobre rosa afinal, e a missinhanga. A rosa quebrece na sua roseira, não tinha maneira, daquela morena, ligeira, brejeira, formosa, parecia uma pena pequena, e essa aquela charla compunha a puta vizinhança, a rosa por essa alcunha graciosa, de que já ninguém a salva, chamava-lhe mal a rosa com o seu charme malta. A rosa que abresse na sua roseira não tinha maneira daquela morena, ligeira, brajeira, formosa, parecia uma pena pequena, essa rosa. Quebrece na sua roseira, não tinha maneira daquela morena, ligeira, brejeira, formosa, pareceu uma pena pequena.
It's a wonderful pleasure to be here in the London Festival, Jazz Festival. It's a pleasure and an honor with all these beautiful and big musicians that I admire, and to be here with them, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming. I wrote some lyrics to put in old fados musics. I wrote this poem, lyric, I don't know. And it's about a poet and a white sheet of paper where he puts all the thoughts and feelings. Sometimes are the true feelings, but sometimes aren't. And it's just lies and illusions sometimes create illusions in the others, like a fake poet. So, a folha. As mãos que nem tu mereces, as mentiras do poeta. Toda a negrura dos traços descreveram mil abraços, histórias de uma porta aberta. Toda a negrura dos traços descreveram mil abraços, histórias de uma porta aberta. Só tu sabes, folha branca, a arte de tornar estanque essa seiva da verdade. Conto de amor, esse pobre fingidor fez-me crer que tem saudade. Contou-me histórias de amor, esse pobre fingidor fez-me crer que tem. E tua folha rendida
desprende, diz adeus sem ter partido. Vai dizer a toda a gente que fiz o que deveras sente. Vai dizer a toda a gente que fez o que deveres sente, o meu poeta perdido. Lá vai a Bia, que arranjou um par jeitoso, a vendedor como ela, ali para o bem-famoso. São dois amores, duas vidas tão singelas, enquanto ela vende flores, o Chico vende cautelas. Namoraria, só falando na Rico. Ai, a Bia namora o Chico, as conversas são iguais. Ai, qualquer dia, Deus queira que isto não mude, que a senhora da saúde vai ser pequena demais. O casamento já tem a data marcada, embora qualquer dos noivos tenha pouco ou mais que nada, vai ter a Bia na festa que ela deseja. Irá toda a moraria ver o casório na igreja. Namoraria, só falando na Rico. Ai, a Bia namora o Chico, as conversas são iguais. Ai, qualquer dia, Deus queira que isto não mude, que a senhora da saúde vai ser pequena demais. Para que te queixas de mim se eu sou assim como tu és? Um barco perdido no mar que anda a bailar com as marés. Tu já sabes que eu tenho o queixo do mesmo ciúme que sempre amei. Tu já sabes que me amava de veras, também quem tu eras, confesso, não sei. Não sei quem és, nem quero saber. Errei, talvez, mas que irei fazer? A tal paixão que jamais ficará, por ilusão ninguém sabe está. Dos dois diz logo mais, diz lá que o resto sei eu. Para que me queixo eu também do teu desdém que me queimou? Se é eu queixar-me afinal de um temporal que já passou, tu nem calculas as mágoas expressas e quantas promessas calamos a voz. Tu nem calculas as bocas que riam e quantas podiam deixar-se de nós. Não sei quem és, nem quero saber. Errei, talvez, mas que irei fazer? A tal paixão que jamais me dará, por emoção ninguém sabe. gdyż na książce ją. Não sei quem és, nem quero saber. Errei talvez, mas que hei de fazer? A tal paixão que jamais me dá. Por ilusão ninguém sabe onde está. Dos dois diz lá o que vais sofrer. Diz lá que o resto sei eu.
Father, that the name is Broken Mirror, Broken Water, Espelho Quebrado.
Com o seu chicote do vento que o espelho do lar em mim foi mais violento. O estrago, porque o vento ao passar murmurou o teu nome depois de murmurar. Deixou-me tão rápido, passou. Nem soube destruir-me as mágoas em que sou tão firme. Mas a sua passagem em vidro recortado no lago a minha imagem descreve o líquido cristal dos meus olhos sem ti. Em vão um vendaval pedi para que se quebrasse o espelho que me aluta e me deixasse a face enxuta.
I'd like to sing this traditional fado about the words that we say to each other sometimes, some words that don't mean anything, it's just to speak, it's given words.
Now diga as palavras da Deus que não sabes, que não sentes. Pois elas trazem as mágoas que soubem importantes. Pois elas trazem as mágoas que soubem importantes. Não consegues entender que nesse vazio poeta todas as palavras ter, mas nunca a palavra certa. Podes as palavras ter, mas nunca a palavra certa. Se não mentisses, seria o amor que tanto espero, o da verdade mais fria, o da verdade que quero, o da verdade mais fria, o da verdade que quero. Pois é esse frio do amor que nos prende na ansiedade, também há calor na dor, a dor que traz a saudade, também há calor na dor, a dor que traz a saudade.
You're listening to World Roots here on BBC Radio 3 at the London Jazz Festival, and Carminio has joined me backstage here at the Purcell Room. Now, Carminio, I think you posted a photo online this morning, which I saw just before you left. Was that the rooftops of Lisbon? Or where
were you? Yes, it's the rooftop of Lisbon from my window.
So that was just before you
and
left.
And the river.
Airport.
It was 7 a.m. and I was just winding out to come here.
And this is the river you sing about in some of your songs.
Yes, Tejo. It's like putting our feelings, and the Fado actually put the feelings in the poetry.
How would you explain Fado to someone who hasn't experienced it before?
It's very difficult to explain Fado. For me, first of all, it's a tradition. It's a music that translates a people way of be.
Way of being.
Way of
yes.
being. Portuguese people had a lot of stories and histories that just put a mark in the blood and in the soul and in the way to describe the feelings. And we describe our feelings singing and expressing in words. And Fado, it was born in the poorest class of society, and start to be a scream of freedom and scream of surviving. They had very difficult lives, and they just put the sadnesses and the feelings in words and in music.
Now, your mother, Teresa Siqueira, she's a fadista.
Yes.
So you must have grown up in Lisbon.
Yes,
Lisbon with the tradition everywhere. It must have been in your soul from
and,
the very
and
beginning.
And Fado start like this. And we don't have schools of Fado. We just have living Fado. We go to the places, or we have family, or we have great influences that teach you, showing you, and showing how to live, and how to describe feelings, and how to say the words.
So you started performing in public very young as well?
When I was 12. It was like a joke. Mm. But the first time I sang to people was in the Coliseum, actually.
In Lisbon, yeah.
In Lisbon, in the biggest stage in Lisbon. It was like a party to raise money to some cause. But it was the first experience. And then I started to be a mascot. In Fado houses, and my mother had a Fado house where I met a lot of great singers and players, and where I drinked a lot of influences.
But then you left it for quite a long time. You went to university and you
yes.
did voluntary work in the Far East and in India. So what brought you back to Fado? Was this, did you feel it was already your destiny?
Was here all the time, but was so close and so natural to do it that I thought was not a real profession. And then when I did a university, because I had to choose a profession. But then I was so unhappy and so frustrated and so empty that I decided to go in this round the world trip. And I found myself far away home. I just discovered where was my home, where my home is. And
it brought you back to your roots,
yes,
in Lisbon. And to
and
father.
Was father that took me to the world, because I just made my own pocket money with the fado houses during the university. So I just, in a joke, I say that fado took me to the world and the world took me again to the fado.
Back to fado.
Back to
now,
fado.
You're a young woman, so how much of what you're singing is tradition? How much is new? How much is yourself?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just know that I love, and my true passion is traditional fado. And I sing traditional fado. But I also know that I wanted to be in my time here in 2012. So I don't want to be a revivalist, to put me in 50 years ago. I just want to sing my own traditional music.
Well, Carmina, it's great to meet you. It's even better to hear you here in London singing fado. Can you introduce the first song we're going to hear in the next part of the concert?
The name is Alfama, and it's about a neighborhood in Lisbon, probably where fado was born. And it's about the smell of fado. It's complicated to explain, but they say that Alfama has a lot of smells of pain, of stories of brave men. But why don't smell fado in Alfama? And they say that probably is because fado is inside people and don't smell.
Quando Lisboa anoitece como veleiro sem velas, Alfama toda para uma casa sem janelas, aonde o povo arrefece numa água furtada, num espaço roubado à mágoa que fica fechada em quatro paredes de água, quatro paredes de pranto, quatro muros de ansiedade que à noite fazem o canto que se acende na cidade, fechada em seu desencanto, a Alfama cheira a saudade. Alfama não cheira a fado, cheira a povo e a solidão, cheira a silêncio magoado, sabe a tristeza, um pão. Alfama não cheira a fado, mas não. Thank you. Veste o pijama de sol, violento, mas sempre a rojar-se a teus pés, meu amor. Ai, como ele tem más e boas maneiras, minha cabeça de vento deixou lá ser cimento, minha cabeça. Deixa-me ser
The lyrics of Fado are about people, about feelings, about things that happen with us, with everybody. And this one is about goodbyes. The name is Fado Adeus. Fado Goodbye.
Quis a sorte que encontrasse os teus favores, mas deixaste marca forte no meu peito. Não desdenho dos teus passos, também não nego os abraços, a doçura do olhar. quando dizias adeus, tudo parava, escurecia, estou perdida, espalho-me. Diz-me onde anda a minha alma, já secou. Onde estão os dias claros, tudo em flor, deixaste a guitarra muda, a navalha está fechada sobre o lenço de cedir. Tão negro que dói de olhar, noitinha mais devagar, tem cuidado, amor, tem fim contrário à esperança. Mas eu sei que tu não voltas. Disseste que fado adeus. Diz-me onde anda a minha alma, já sem cor. Onde estão os dias claros, tudo em flor? Deixaste a guitarra muda, a navalha está fechada sobre o lenço de cedir. Tão negro que dói de olhar, noitinha mais devagar, tem cuidado, amor, tem fim contrário à esperança eterna. Mas eu sei que tu não voltas. O caminho seja agora mais sombrio, talvez por andar sozinho corra o sol atrás do frio, talvez por andar sozinho corra o sol atrás do frio. corda cansa vazia, não permite a ilusão fingir a dor que trazia, não permite a ilusão fingir a dor que trazia. Insisto em mostrar que o amor desaparece numa vida despertar, noutra vida que adormece, numa vida a despertar, noutra vida que adormece. Talvez a lua não queira dizer nada a quem partiu, talvez à sua maneira diga adeus ao que sentiu, talvez à sua maneira diga adeus ao que sentiu.
Pretend that we are in Lisbon, in the very famous neighborhood. Maybe the father was born there, we don't know. But there are in the summer a lot of festivals where we can see all the streets with the balloons, people singing, a lot of fun. And this is the kind of music that we sing there. Marcha d'Alfa.
Mais nova ainda, iluminou as janelas, reparem nela como está linda, vestiu a blusa clarinha, que a da vizinha é mais modesta, e pôs a saia garrida, que só é vestida em dias de festa. Becos, escadinhas, ruas estreitinhas, onde em cada esquina há um bailarim. Trouxe pelas vielas e em todas elas perfume de manjerico, risos, gargalhadas, fados desgarradas, cuja em alfa não te olho. y en cada canto un suave encanto de un trono de santo Antón. Já se não ouvem cantigas e as raparigas de olhos cansados ainda aproveitam o ensejo para mais um beijo dos namorados. Já se ouvem sinos tocando, galos cantando à desgarrada, e mesmo assim Dona Alfana só volta brava quando é madrugada. Becos, escadinhas, ruas estreitinhas, onde em cada esquina um padrinho, trovas pelas vielas e em todas elas perfume de mais rico, risos, gargalhadas, fados, garradas. Hoje em Alfama é um demônio e em cada canto um suave encanto de um trono de Santo António.
Today, I accomplished a big dream, that was to sing in the London Jazz Festival. And one dream never comes alone, so I would like to thank BBC, because they are backstage recording the concert, and later we can hear again in the radio, and it's very nice. I would like to thank also Sirius for trust us and to bring us here. And first of all, thank you to be here, being here, and to being the greatest audience I had in London.
Escrevi teu nome no vento, convencida que escrevia na folha do esquecimento, que no vento se perdia na folha do esquecimento, que no vento se perdia. E ao vê-lo seguir envolto na poeira do caminho, julguei meu coração dos elos do teu carinho, julguei meu coração solto dos elos do tengo un cariño, pobre de mí, no hay pensar que tal y cual. Enquanto o vento se agita, agita-se o meu tormento. Quero esquecer-te, acredita, mas cada vez há mais vento. Quero esquecer.
The voice of Carminho in this intimate and intensely emotional concert of Portuguese Fado at the Purcell Room in London's South Bank. Carminho's guitarists are Luis Guerreiro and Diogo Clemente with bass player Marino de Freitas. You've been listening to World Roots at the London Jazz Festival, and I'm pretty sure Carminho is going to send us on our way to meet whatever fate has in store for us with an encore.
You stay, we stay. Every Fado night has this particular Fado that we called corrido, and it's a very simple Fado. Actually, a lot of people think that was the first Fado ever. It's very simple, with a simple story, and it's the kinds of fado that the fadista can like prove or show a different melody, a version of what he thinks to be this fado. Don't have melody, the fadista do the melody at the time, alive. And the words, it's the important thing, it's the story, and bring the fadista through the music. So this is my corrido, and I hope you like. Zanguei-me com meu amor.
Zanguei-me com meu amor, não o via todo dia. Zanguei-me com meu amor, não o via todo dia. À noite cantei amor, o fado da moraria. À noite cantei amor, o fado da moraria. E o sopro de uma saudade vinha beijar-me hora a hora. E o sopro de uma saudade vinha beijar-me hora a hora. Para ficar mais à vontade, mandei a saudade embora. para ficar mais à vontade. Mandei a saudade embora. De manhã, arrependida, lembrei-o, pus-me a chorar. De manhã, arrependida, lembrei-o, pus-me a chorar. Quem perde o amor na vida jamais devia cantar. Quem perde o amor na vida jamais devia cantar. Quando regressou a mim, ele que mal assobia. Quando regressou ao ninho, ele que mal assobia. Vinha assobia baixinho o fado da moraria. Vinha assobiar baixinho o fado da moraria.
Carminho in concert at the London Jazz Festival, bringing to a close this week's World Roots. The programme was introduced by Andrew McGregor, and the producer was Juan Carlos Jaramillo. Well, you can hear plenty more events recorded at the festival in the coming weeks here on Radio 3. Next Sunday, World Roots features a concert being recorded today with Mulatu Astarke. And in World on 3, we're going to bring you Criollo, also recorded in concert. That's going to be broadcast on December the 7th. A little closer to tonight. Tomorrow night, you can hear Jack DeJohnette in concert at the festival. He was playing live with his group in a 70th birthday concert celebration. He's joined by reedsman Don Byron, also on stage the guitarist Marvin Sewell, the pianist George Colligan and the bass player Jerome Harris. That's Jazz on 3 from the London Jazz Festival. That's tomorrow night here on Radio 3. It begins at 11 o'clock. But stay tuned. We have plenty more from the festival in just a moment tonight.
When you're a musician, inspiration can come from an unusual source.
I was staying for a week in a hotel in Sao Paulo, and they played in a loop the first and second piano concertos by Beethoven in the lift, and I thought it would make me crazy to have to listen to those pieces all the time.
Which floor were you on?
The opposite happened, that I just thought, how original, how fresh, how joyful, and it triggered something in me. And I thought, maybe now's the time. Maybe I should take Beethoven seriously. Yeah.
Leif Ove Andsnes begins a four-year journey through the music of Beethoven with two of his finest piano concertos. Radio 3, live in concert, Tuesday night at 8.
Should be good. And the following night, Benjamin Grosvenor will be playing the piano in Bournemouth, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, playing Grieg's piano concerto as part of our concert there, 7:30 on Wednesday evening. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM and on digital radio. It's now 11 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Claire Martin and welcome to a special edition of Jazz Lineup coming from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. The festival's been running for 20 years and 2012 marks the 12th year of its association with BBC Radio 3. On today's programme, we'll be featuring a solo set from the brand new BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artists, whose sound has been described as powerful lyrical, but with a sound world that ranges from the austere to the ecstatic saxophonist Trish Clues. And the spiritual jazz sounds of saxophonist Larry Stoneface Stabbins' outfit, featuring the magic of the award-winning pianist Zoe Rahman. Well, first on the bill today, a pianist who has performed and recorded with many of the most highly regarded jazz musicians in the UK and the US, and has been widely recognised as an exciting arrival on the UK jazz scene. He's composed music for films that have starred Forest Whitaker and Colin Firth, and he's just recorded his second album in New York, which will be released next March. Opening with his tune, Bad Science, please welcome Sam Crowe on piano and keyboards, Adam Waldman on soprano sax, Will Davis on guitar, Jasper Hoiby on bass, Dave Hamlet on drums, the Sam Crowe Group! Thank you.
Thanks very much. I'm not going to talk too much because we don't have a huge amount of time, but thank you very much for being here. Thanks for to the BBC for having us. It's a real honour and a privilege to be part of this. And thanks to Sirius for once again putting on an incredible festival every year. It just blows my mind. It's so inspiring. And so thank you to them. We're playing new music from a record that we did in February that comes out in March, so look out for that. And that first one was called Bad Science, and we're going to carry on with the title track from the album. This is called Towards the Center of Everything.
Thank you.
the Sam Crow Group.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous, the Sam Crow Group. And I'm pleased to say that Sam joins me now for a quick interview. That was fantastic, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about your band, where did you meet them?
Just here in London. Some Adam I went to college with, and Jasper I just met along the way. Dave is Hamlet, is a new addition. Last couple of years I got to know him, and Will I met through Adam. They're old school friends.
Okay, great. So in my introduction to you, I mentioned that you'd written some film scores. How did you get into writing music for film?
I have an actor friend who's a mutual friend of mine and Adam's, actually, who started making his own films, and there was a situation where I was able to write some songs for a film that he featured in, and then he made his own thing, and I wrote the score for that, and then I kind of started, the web started building a bit.
But that web ended at Colin Firth, that web, I mean, Forrest Whitaker, I mean, they're heavyweights.
They are, yeah.
So what inspires you in that field? I mean, do you split your time writing for this kind of combo and do film music? I mean, how do you manage your time with those two?
Well, I love to perform. I mean, I love to compose as well, but really I want to play my music. And the film thing is a different thing. It kind of feels like a different process, but I still love it. It's kind of like DJing in a way. You know, the kind of music you put on in the room will create that vibe, and then the same as with picture, you have a certain thing happening. Whatever the music you put to it is going to shape it in some way. So it's a really enjoyable process, it's a creative process.
Tell us about your second album. I know your first album was met with much critical acclaim, and your second album's just been recorded in New York. How exciting.
Yes.
Where did you do that? Which studio? And
in Systems 2 in Brooklyn, which is a great studio, great history. Many, many amazing albums come out of there. And it was just a real privilege
to... You took everyone over there?
I took Adam and Will, and then the bass player was Alan Hampton, who plays with Gretchen Palato and Robert Glasper. And the drummer is Mark Juliana, who's worked with Avishai Cohen for a long time, and now Brad Meldow. And just really very lucky. And then Will Vinson, the alto player, who's a British guy who lives in New York. But just a real treat.
Yeah, fantastic. So what label are you on? Who's
Whirlwind. Whirlwind Recordings, yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. So you must be really pleased with the press that you've gained and everything that's going on in your career.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself for next year? What goals have you got set?
The festival circuit really is the next thing for me in Europe. You know, it's been great to play around in the UK, and I love the fact that so many people are interested in what we're doing. You know, I really feel like I'm part of a generation that's making some really interesting music coming out of London, and people are into it. And you know, it's a pleasure to be able to do that. But moving it more worldwide is the next is the next step.
What do you think of the British jazz audiences? Do you think that the music is well supported? Do you feel like, I mean, you know, the last few years especially, are you gathering a following? Do you have to be very aware of social networking? Are you one of those people that's very good with?
Yeah, you got to. That's part of the whole thing, and you got to stay on top of it. But I got to say, I'm massively impressed this week. Like, so many people coming out and so much interest. You know that we do this all year round, right? but yeah, it's been incredible. So many sold out shows, and there's a great energy during London Jazz
Festival.
Fantastic.
What about gigs for you coming up? Where can we come and see? I'm sure we'll follow you around now. I mean, it's the deepest, darkest depths of Wales and everything. But where else are your gigs?
I'm working on a new project actually that's got some things coming up in December. It's more of a synthesizer, beatsy type thing. But next year when the album comes out, there'll be a launch in March in London, and then there'll be a bunch of stuff around the country.
Great. So. Well, we wish you every success.
Thank
continued
you very much.
Success. Please thank Sam Crow again, please.
Thanks
thank
a lot.
You. Fantastic. Great. Brilliant. Thank you.